That was the Valse Noble et Sentimentale by Maurice Ravel with the Sinfonia of London Ensemble. And that's some of the music you'll be hearing on Saturday, February 8th at the Flatow Markham Theatre, together with the Kindred Spirits Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Christian Alexander. And on that program are also two fascinating works, The Poem of Ecstasy by Scriabin and the eternal iconic Rhapsody in Blue by Gershwin, which is now over 100 years of age. And I have the wonderful pianist, the soloist of the evening, Michael Berkowski, on our jukebox line to tell us all about it. World-class talent on this event. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for the call.
Great to have you. It's my second time to hear you live once again. Last time was with the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 2, which you did a fabulous job. I still think about it. The poetry you brought out, the charisma. So I can't wait to hear you in this dazzling masterwork that combines classical and jazz elements. Let's maybe start a little bit for our listeners with your musical upbringing, from your early studies in the former Soviet Union right into Israel, and the advanced training you received at Juilliard and Peabody.
Yeah, so actually I didn't do much of my training in Russia, but I started in Israel with a Russian teacher. As most kids in Israel, I think, in the 90s. I studied with Natalie Litvinov. And I was with her all the way until Juilliard, actually. And then at Juilliard, I studied with a few teachers. I started with Emmanuel Ax and Yehavet Kaplinsky. And then I completed
big
my
names.
With Julian Martin.
Oh, Julian Martin. Yeah. Former Fleischer pupil. Yo, he's amazing. Very inspiring, both as a musician and teacher.
I had some lessons then with Fleischer a little bit at Peabody. And Miss Moon, and now I'm in town.
That's interesting. You mentioned Leon Fleischer, my old prof at the Peabody Conservatory, but you also worked with him being a conductor as well. What performance was that?
That was one of the most extraordinary performances that I remember, because I was playing Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto. It was a concerto competition in Peabody, and I don't think he was supposed to conduct this concert. But then something happened, and he said, I really want to do this work. And it was just kind of by total luck that I got to work on this with him. And I remember rehearsing, and I had one or two lessons on this with him. It's still fresh in my memory as if it was just yesterday. But
beautiful.
It was a very inspiring event. And it really feels like when Leon Fleischer is conducting next to you, you feel like the tempos and the music just flows more naturally without him saying a single word.
He has that special approach to time and rhythm. I'll never forget our first lesson with everybody nervous in the class. He goes up to each one of us, when we're together in the class, and he says, "What is rhythm?" You know, and we were expected to answer that on day one. Well, you've worked with the greats, and you also are very instrumental. I remember you had many of your fans at the last event where I heard you. And tell us a little bit about your role nurturing young talent today as a faculty member of the Royal Conservatory, Glenn Gould School, Taylor Academy. How has that experience been?
I've had the privilege of working with amazing faculty like James Van Agneson and Barry Schiffman, which really have turned the Academy, I think, into the leading musical institution, not just in Canada, but in North America.
Hands down.
We have some extraordinary musicians, young, not only players, but also amazing families that support them. And I had the pleasure of preparing them for various international competitions. Most recently, maybe you know, we had the Canadian Chopin competition.
Yeah.
Quite many of our Academy students have placed there, and I'm happy that
Bravo.
The intermediate and the juniors were from my studio.
All right. Fantastic. Just great. Well, let's head over to Saturday, February 8th at Flatow Markham Theatre. You're playing the big Rhapsody in Blue. Any special moments your kind of approach to this music?
This music is, you know, I was thinking about it. It's very funny. I played many versions of this, the solo piano version, then the two piano version, an orchestral version, but one that had to fit under 10 minutes, under 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's like doing Sudoku, trying to figure out which sections to put in, leave out. Yeah,
it's
right.
Like Bernstein was saying that this rhapsody is not a composition at all. It's a string of separate paragraphs stuck together.
It is, yeah. And that's part of the appeal, right? Because you have such a smorgasbord of ideas to choose from, you know.
It's a piece that's, it's fun for the player, the soloist. I think the orchestra are having fun, and the audience has a blast start to finish.
Exactly. You get the soulful melodies, you get the stride jazz, you get the bluesy tones, everything
exactly.
That brings, you know, New York to mind, Manhattan.
Yes.
Fantastic. So you're playing the full version, though, at this event?
The full version with a small surprise. So if you come, you'll
get
the surprise.
All right. I can't wait. I'm hosting this event, and we're also going to be speaking at the intermission. So I can't wait to do the big reveal of your surprise.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah. Final thoughts here. You perform duo recitals with your wife, Coral.
Yes.
She's a wonderful pianist as well. What's that experience like?
Carl and I have been playing quite a bit in town. We've done some concerts with tango music. And actually, this summer, Carl and I are going to be running the first RCM Summer Music Festival for pianists. With the help of our new CEO, Alex Bros, we're starting a new program, and we're hoping to attract new and promising pianists from Canada, but not only Canada, hopefully across from the U.S. as well. We'll have some incredible faculty line up there, with faculty like Stuart Goodyear, Ruby Botosh is going to be a guest, James and Agneson, of course, along with some other young shots.
Terrific, terrific. Good luck with that. I hope your first season is a great success. I'm sure it will be. Thank you, Michael. Good luck. I'll see you Saturday, February 8th. I'm hosting also this event with the Kindred Spirits Orchestra at the Flatto Markham Theater. And on the program, as you heard from Michael Berkowski, we have The Rhapsody in Blue by Gershwin, Poem of Ecstasy by Scriabin, and this dear little work, The Valse Noble et Sentimentale, a series of small waltzes that I have a version here with Walter Gieseking playing. Let's have a listen to that. And if you want to book your tickets, go to ksorchestra.ca, ksorchestra.ca. Thank you, Michael, once again, and good luck with the show on Saturday.
Thank you, Daniel.